Lesson 3, Loving God or Coveting. Love gives without any expectation of return. Love thinks of others first. Remember the acronym J-O-Y, joy. Jesus first, others second, yourself third. God reveals his love for us by giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. John 3:16-17. It is only with God living in and through us that we can expect to learn the art of loving others and putting their interests ahead of our agenda. We are selfish by nature. Even the few philanthropic deeds we may do can be mixed with a selfish motive. We may do good deeds so that people will think well of us. Pure love and selfless giving come from God alone. Love rejoices with others. Sandy and I have several friends who really love us. Their love is demonstrated in the genuine way they rejoice with us when we receive material blessing. Paul says in Romans 12:15, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." They fulfill this scripture. Instead of wishing they had received the blessing, they are really happy with our good fortune. When you truly love other individuals, you are thinking only of them. Coveting thinks of self. We each have a natural propensity to covet. Instead of rejoicing with our friends, we may be tempted to wonder why we did not receive a similar blessing. With this mindset, we are thinking of ourselves instead of our neighbor. Selfish, coveting, and gracious, loving are polar opposites. Deuteronomy 5:21 teaches, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, and you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." Matthew 22 says, on the other side, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Loving and coveting are unseen attitudes and are found in the inner person, in the hidden part of the heart. They are hard to discern outwardly. Love is selfless, while coveting is selfish. 1 Corinthians 13 states, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful." This attitude of putting others ahead of ourselves is a gift of grace which only comes from God. It is the antithesis of the selfish attitude of coveting. May this gracious attitude characterize all believers in Jesus. I can't cover all the bases on this subject, but if we recognize the seeds of coveting which are prevalent in the human heart, we will be forewarned and therefore forearmed. Jeremiah 17:9 reminds us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? It is only God who has the power to change us from the inside out. Love your neighbor. Jesus said the whole law and the prophets are built on loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. When I read the Old Testament, I recognize how coveting is applied to specific injunctions and commands. We are not to covet our neighbor's wife, which leads to adultery, or take his life, which is murder, or pilfer his stuff, which is stealing. Focusing on self and what our neighbor has, but wishing it were ours, leads to stealing. Remember, the antithesis of coveting is loving. When we love our neighbor and focus on what he needs, we won't take what belongs to him. Love thinks of others, and coveting thinks of self. Jesus is the most loving and unselfish being to ever grace our planet. May we be more like him. Matthew 20:28, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Philippians 2:4-7. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Robin Hood. This principle of coveting, which leads to stealing, extends to a popular figure in literature, Robin Hood. I urge you to beware of the Robin Hood mentality. Taking from the rich is theft, plain and simple, regardless of whether you give it to the poor or not. This has fancy names like socialism and redistribution of wealth, but it is still theft. This errant thinking seems to infiltrate many branches of our government today. Redistribution of someone else's property is stealing, regardless of how noble it sounds. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, teach us how to love as you loved. Help us to love our neighbor and set us free in our hearts from all forms of coveting. Amen.